Welcome, dear listeners, to another absorbing episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented to you by Modern Campground. In the heart of the enchanting landscapes of Idaho, nestled amidst the wilderness and the gentle rustle of the natural world, lies an extraordinary campground that is more than just a scenic retreat. Known as the Larkspur Haven, it has been a beacon of solace and tranquility for innumerable adventurers and seekers over the years. Our narrative today revolves around the intriguing life of its owner, the indomitable Mr. Oberon Belmont. A man of quiet strength and inspiring conviction, Oberon has been the guiding force behind the Larkspur Haven for decades now. Aged gracefully with the wisdom of time, he possesses a heart vast and deep as the Idaho wilderness itself, bearing a tale that is as compelling as it is transformative. Today, Oberon invites us into his world to share an extraordinary chapter from his life at the campground. This tale is about a unique challenge Belmont faced, and how it led him on a journey to introduce a new, unique offering at his campground: therapeutic horseback riding, an animal-assisted therapy which has since woven a tapestry of profound healing and intimate connection between people and nature. Join us as we delve into this inspiring story of resilience, innovation, and the remarkable bond between humans and horses, all set in the captivating backdrop of the Larkspur Haven. This is the chronicle of the campground therapeutic horseback riding, offering animal-assisted therapy. Buckle up, dear listeners, as we embark on yet another enlightening journey into the heart of the modern campground.
As Oberon Belmont, I still remember those days like they were only yesterday. I'd been running Larkspur Haven for a long time, but I was facing a challenge that was unique and intimidating, something I hadn't encountered before. A steady influx of campers with varying degrees of mental health issues were seeking solace at our haven. Perhaps it was the lure of the great outdoors, or maybe they were trying to find their inner peace amidst nature's tranquility. Either way, they were our guests, and I wanted to help them. Along with them came Beth, a vibrant woman with a heart as wide as the Idaho sky, an expert in psychotherapy, and a friend. She was the one who brought to my attention the deep-seated, silent suffering of some of our visitors. As we sat by the fireplace one evening, watching the embers glow, she said, "Oberon, we need to do something more than just providing a tranquil retreat. We need to actively contribute to their healing process." I considered various alternatives, exploring different therapeutic activities that would complement the natural setting of our campground. We thought about yoga or meditation sessions, art therapy, and even adventure therapy. But none of these options seemed to resonate with the unique spirit of Larkspur Haven. That's when Beth mentioned horseback riding as a therapeutic activity. It was an unusual suggestion, but strangely, it felt fitting. The more I thought about it, the more it made sense. After all, horseback riding was an activity that required trust, patience, and a connection between the rider and the horse, elements that could be truly healing. The journey to implement this solution was a fascinating one. We had a few horses at the campground, companions of our long trail rides, but they were not specifically trained for therapeutic purposes. We had to bring in experts to train these horses and our staff, including myself, to handle this unique form of therapy. It was a rigorous process, filled with unexpected roadblocks. Not all our horses were suitable for therapy, and not all staff were comfortable working with the complexities of mental health. But we persevered, driven by our belief in the cause. Slowly but surely, our therapeutic horseback riding program began to take shape. It wasn't easy. Each day brought a new challenge. Sometimes it was a hesitant horse or a nervous visitor or even a sudden downpour. But every tiny success, every smile, every sigh of relief from our visitors made it worth the effort. We learned to celebrate small victories, to be patient with progress, and to trust the healing power of nature and connection. The impact of this solution on our campground has been profound. I have seen visitors arrive with the weight of the world on their shoulders, only to gradually find their burdens easing as they formed a bond with our gentle equine therapists. The sight of a troubled young man whispering softly to a horse, or a weary woman finally relaxing as she rides under the broad Idaho sky, these are the moments that make all our efforts worthwhile. We've come to learn that healing comes in many forms, and sometimes it comes in the form of a horse. Ultimately, this journey has taught us that Running a campground is not just about offering a retreat from the urban grind. It's about providing a sanctuary where people can not only reconnect with nature, but also find a path towards healing and inner peace. It's about understanding that every visitor has a story, a struggle, and a desire to find solace. And at Larkspur Haven, we strive to offer just that, a haven where healing begins.
And so, dear listeners, we've journeyed alongside Oberon Belmont, traversing the trails of Larkspur Haven, from its tranquil landscapes to the heart of its therapeutic horseback riding initiative. It's been an inspiring venture, witnessing the transformative power of connection, patience, and trust, all embodied in the majestic form of a horse. Oberon's story is a testament to the incredible potential that lies within our campgrounds. It's not just about offering a retreat, it's about creating experiences, facilitating healing, and nurturing bonds. And as Oberon and his team at Larkspur Haven have shown us, sometimes the most effective solutions are those which resonate with the spirit of the place and its people. Oberon's tale is one of resilience and innovation, but most importantly, it's about recognizing the silent battles of those we serve and making a conscious effort to contribute to their healing. And isn't that a lesson we can all take to heart? Be it in Idaho or any corner of the world, every campground has the potential to offer more than just a retreat. It can be a sanctuary, a haven, a place where people can find their peace, and maybe even themselves. As we conclude this episode, we thank you for joining us on this journey through the MC Campground Chronicles. We hope Oberon's story has inspired you, fueled your curiosity, and maybe even sparked ideas for your own camping ventures. Remember, dear listeners, every campground has a story, and every story holds a lesson. So let's keep discovering, learning, and creating tales of inspiration together. We invite you to subscribe to our podcast and stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore another captivating chronicle from the heart of a modern campground. Thank you for listening, and until next time, may the spirit of adventure guide you.